Curtis, I want to come to you first because you want to do Ask Me Anything. So you've got five questions there. We're going to do Ask Me Anything, part one. This is Curtis's question. So what's your first question?
If you could improve anything about Vectis Radio, what would it be?
Which I've already told you, my wage packet would be great if we could do that. I'll tell you what we are doing. You'd probably be being aware of this, being in the building for a couple of days. We are going FM later this year, which is going to improve us as a radio station. We're only 7 years old, and with limited amount of funds, here we are, we're still going. And we are going to be spending a little bit of cash on doing this place up, painting it, getting some new logos and giving it a bit of a rebrand. So that's what's coming. So hopefully that answers your question number one. What's the next one?
Do you think radio is dying out as the internet and other technology develops?
I think... yes, most definitely. And the way that we listen to our music and, you know, the technology and so on and so forth, I do believe that. But I think radio stations have to play to their strengths. And our strength is that we are local, and we get more and more local people on to talk about local things, local issues and so on and so forth. And you can't get that on Apple Music. So, you know, the fact that we've got problems with our local council at the moment, problems with the weather, the fog and so on and so forth, you can't talk about that using Apple Music or just listening to, music via the internet and so on and so forth. So what's your next question?
Other than Vectis Radio, do you have a favourite radio station?
Cool, you like putting people on the spot, don't you? Yeah, I do. See if you can guess what it is. Go on. Guess.
Radio 2?
Spot on. Yeah. See, you thought about it and thought, okay, he's roughly the same age, maybe a little bit younger than my parents, slightly younger than Nanny Laura. Nanny Laura's probably a Radio 2 fan, isn't she?
I don't know, actually.
Okay, well, we'll find out. Go home and ask. So, anyway, look, Radio 2, for one reason is I'm a big fan of Steve Wright. I think Steve Wright's legend. What's your next question?
Is there a lot of hard work required to work at a radio station?
God, blimey, you've seen it. you haven't stopped since you got here, and you're only doing a little bit. Yeah, there's masses. What people don't see is the stuff that you do behind the scenes, the programming. I'm sat in front of the program now, which has got music, jingles, everything on there. And somebody had to sit and write that program, which was me, and written so many programs over the years. And there is lots of stuff that you do behind the scenes, and then there's the clearing up, the putting the hoover around, and editing, producing commercials, jingles, and so on. Yeah, there's masses and masses of work. But let's be honest, it's not hard work, is it? It's not like digging a trench or, doing things like that. So, you know, I've got to be honest with you. Yeah, it's time-consuming. Yeah, it's long hours. Sometimes it gets a bit stressy, but generally, it's fairly decent work. What's next?
What's your favourite type of music?
Favourite type of music? To be honest, I don't really have one. If I was pushed, I'd probably go for the punk new wave era. Stranglers, Squeeze, Sex Pistols, that kind of thing. I did like the freaky futuristic stuff as well, with Visage and Spandau Ballet and Duran Duran. Those are the best eras for me, but my favourite band is Squeeze. Greatest band. Go on. You didn't even know Squeeze was. You had a look then, didn't you?
No.
Who the hell is Squeeze? What's this old fool saying? Have you heard of Squeeze?
No, I haven't.
Check them out. I guarantee. I think you guys were putting together a top five, and I think it was you, Curtis, that has Blur, the Universal, which is a song that's about 20 years old, which is a fabulous tune, long before you were even born. So, you know, just like Squeeze, songs out long before you were born. Their last big hit was, probably this summer, from about 20-odd years ago. Big, big hit. And just check them out. Next time you get on YouTube, check out Squeeze. Is that the last question, or is there one more?
Yeah, that's the last question.
That's the last one. So that was Ask Me Anything, courtesy of Curtis. Thank you for that.